This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. Climate change cultists are beginning to feel the heat. They've used the federal government like an ATM to underwrite fear-mongering for many years. That's changing. When the new head of the Environmental Protection Agency started looking for cost savings, he did not have to go far. EPA Chief Lee Zeldin toured his own agency's headquarters and found the National Environmental Museum. It was created at a cost of $4 million just last May, in the Biden era. It is a one-room temple of climate hysteria with paid staff members on duty. It has a $600,000 annual operating budget, including more than $200,000 paying security guards. The museum's displays have attracted fewer than 2,000 visitors since its doors opened 11 months ago, and now its doors have closed. Zeldin also recently canceled a $50 million grant to underwrite the Climate Justice Alliance, which includes, among its objectives, delivering so-called climate liberation by fighting to free Palestine. Nice try. This was one of more than 400 terminated EPA grants that halts $1.7 billion of largely unaccountable spending. That's no small change. I'm Steve Woodward, really teed off.